and welcome to the Victory Devotional Podcast. We invite you to take the next few minutes to connect with God, hear His voice, and respond in worship and prayer. Here's today's message.
Lord, we thank You for Your word. We thank You just for the opportunity to worship You today and seek Your face and just surrender our hearts to You even as we begin our day. We pray that You open our hearts to hear from You and give us the desire to obey and please You. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen and amen. Today I want to encourage you with verses from John 17, verses 14 to 17. It says here, this is actually Jesus speaking, no? It says, I have given them Your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world any more than I am of the world. My prayer is not that You take them out of the world, but that You protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. Now, the context of these verses, it's like a portion or a part of Jesus' prayer. Here, we see Jesus praying for His disciples. And I believe by extension, this prayer is really His prayer for everyone who believes in His name and who will eventually be His followers, just like you and I. Leading up to this request, Jesus has referred to the disciples as being in the world, but also not of the world. So yes, they are in the world, but they are not of the world. Jesus' prayer reveals a profound truth. Now, you and I, as followers of Christ, we are in the world, but we are not of it. This means we're called to be spiritually distinct while actively living out our faith for others to witness. Yung prayers niya for His disciples reminds us that we may be living in this world, but we should not be playing by its rules. As believers, as followers of Jesus, we are set apart for something better. It's like being in the world, but not letting it define you. The term sanctify here speaks of being set apart for God's purpose. And we've been talking about that. We began the year with that series of holiness and being set apart, not for holiness' sake, but holiness for the name, for the sake of God's name. Through Jesus' prayer, we learn that there is transformative power when we embrace the truth of God. And this is not merely intellectual understanding of Scripture, but it's a personal encounter with Jesus, who is the embodiment of God's Word. The original Greek term for the Word in this verse is actually logos. And this is the same term used by John at the beginning of this gospel in reference to Jesus. You see, when we internalize the truth of the gospel, it transforms us, separating us spiritually from the world's values. When we fully accept and believe what God has done for us and embrace it as our ultimate truth, I mean the price that He paid for us, the love that He displayed for us on the cross through the gospel, you know, it changes us. And when this truth becomes personal to us, we are transformed. As we live out this truth daily, we have the ability to view the world around us through the lens of the truth of God. We are no longer swayed or tossed by humanistic worldviews and principles. We can actually be in the world, see what's happening, but understand the deeper spiritual reality behind it. When the world watches and see our lives, they will actually begin to see how the word or scripture is becoming flesh through our lives. For some of the people we meet, our lives may be the very first Bible that they will ever read. Now I want us to reflect on this truth of how the Word of God, Jesus, a personal encounter with Jesus, actually sanctifies us and sets us apart. Have we truly embraced God's Word as our truth? Or is it more than just a letters on a page? Have we come to a point of embracing the truth of God as something that is deeply personal and real to you? And that's my prayer for all of us today. I pray for a deeper revelation of God's truth in our lives, that we may be sanctified and set apart, that we will shine bright, you know, as beacons of God's love and truth in this dark world. Let's pray. Jesus, your word says that just as the Father has sent you into the world, so you also send us into the world. We ask that you teach us how to make your word really come alive in our lives. We ask, Jesus, that you empower us to be agents of transformation in the world, bringing our light to darkness and hope to the broken. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen and amen.
Lord, we declare that every chain is broken. Oh. And every disease is defeated. Look to your grace. Oh.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Even as you go, I want to bless you with this word from Colossians 3:16-27. It says here, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, whether in word or in deed, I pray that you do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you for joining us this morning. Have a faith-filled day today, and I hope your life will shine. San man kayo dalhin ni Lord today. God bless you.
Thanks for joining us today. We hope this helps you build a habit of hearing from God daily. For more messages like these, follow us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. If you'd like to watch these messages live every morning, visit us on facebook.com/victoryph.